Can I put some pain in your love? Can I have a feeling that it all only comes to a name when I'm just a face? Can I shed some light on your lust? Can I tell you everyone's been lost and their ignorance is showing from the outside? No, I don't need. Can I get some sense, some sense? Just trying to make some sense out of this nonsense. I'm seeing faces but no thoughts. Can I tell you everyone's been lost and their ignorance is showing from the outside? No, I don't. Kinda have a feeling that it all only comes to a name and I'm just a face. Can I shed some light on your lust? Can I tell you everyone's been lost and their ignorance is showing from the outside?
Yeah, I don't need a program to deliver my thoughts to me. No, I don't need that white lie to show me hypocrisy.
I thought you might be interested in that new single from one of Boston's rising indie acts. That is Beer Language. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going into Logue mode with Logan, the lead singer in The Burgeoning. It's going to be very cool. We are actually going to be dialing into Pennsylvania. So not really sure about Pennsylvania. I've never... Have I heard any music from Pennsylvania? I'm not sure that I have, but we will after this next break, because that's when we will be talking with Logan and listening to what kind of music is coming out of Pennsylvania. Maybe I'll ask him about that. Well, we'll see about the entire scene. Maybe you're curious just like I am. But before we get into that, how about we hear, how about this one? This is Rubber Clown Car with their song Coward. Now, you may recognize that name because we did offer a free song by them. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that song. So if you really like Clown Car, you can go to the download page for Tuesday's treat, and you can get that free download. So here is Coward by Rubber Clown Car. For more information, log on to rubberclowncar.net.
Mm-hmm. you say it like it's a bad thing. You know you gotta go, it's something you know. And my alcoholic friends are better than your alcoholic friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. My alcoholic friends are better than your alcoholic friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. Comes naturally, no special training, no correspondence scores. And my alcoholic friends are better than your alcoholic friends. Yeah, 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 yeah. My alcoholic friends are better than your alcoholic friends. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, this is Logan from The Burgeoning, and you're listening to Turtle on the radio. And this is our first song, Lighthouse. Check it out.
Don't get lost. It grows short with your little hands, little heart, little sounds, little thoughts.
That was Lighthouse by The Burgeoning, which you can find on their website, theburgeoning.com. And with me is Logan. How's it going, man?
Oh, man.
So you guys are from Pennsylvania. I've actually don't know anything about the Pennsylvania music scene. Is it pretty much kind of like your guys' style? Because I really am enjoying your guys' style and your music.
No, I mean, the Pennsylvania music scene is very, I would say, more so land actually. Like it's mostly like hip-hop and like rap and stuff, and like for our style, like as indie artists, we like tend to stick out a lot. People notice it.
Yeah, it's very noticeable. You sent me an advanced copy of Love Alchemy Life Algorithm, and I really enjoyed it. And here's the funny thing. I heard it extremely differently because when I played it on my computer, for some reason, it jumbled the tracks. So it wasn't until about an hour ago that I actually went and I went on your guys' iTunes and I looked for the correct track order. And then I listened to it again. And either way I listened to it, though, it was really good. That was the thing. Like you could put all those songs in a different order and it's still really good. Like all those songs complement each other.
Yeah, I mean, for that, I really tried to, because when we made the EP, we just kind of strung together like all these random songs that we like first made like a long time ago and some new ones. And I tried to like make it so they would all flow together. And I think it turned out pretty well. I mean, you said so yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And that just came by accident, correct?
Yeah.
What a great accident.
You really didn't know what we were trying to do with it. It just happened.
That's cool. And here's another cool thing that I saw that is happening, which is your EP, Love Alchemy Life Algorithm, is going to be available as a CD soon. Why was that? Was there a big like demand for people not to get it digitally, or did they want something more out of you, like artwork, or what was going on?
Yeah, people said they really wanted physical CDs. Like every time we play a show, they're like, "Yo, where can I get the CD?" I'm like, "We don't have it yet." And I'm just like, "Yeah, you can get it on iTunes and like Google Play and everything." And they're like, "Oh." Yeah, everyone wants a CD. Everybody wants, like, official, like, something they can have just forever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Something that they can keep, you know. A lot of people are really into reality. You know, it's so crazy. The internet these days has us living in a fantasy world. So when we do see something, you know, from the internet now in front of us, we want a keepsake. We want something to say, hey, we aren't crazy. This is real, you know?
Yeah.
Have you been dealing with this increased awareness of you guys, or do you guys feel that you guys are still kind of underground?
I feel like we're still very much underground, actually. It's like, because even us ourselves as like artists, we've only been around like 1 year, and like now we're really starting to play out a lot, so we're still like trying to figure out our own, like, in between the band, like all the members, like, because we've only been around for like 1 year together, so we're still trying to figure out ourselves as well as the whole music business and everything.
Right. Who has been taking the horns with the music business? Is it you, or are you guys still trying to do this all as a collective?
We're still trying to do it all as a collective, really.
And what are you finding? Is that a good model for you guys, or are you, you know, leaning more towards like the Gene Simmons model or something, where the bass player gets all the action?
Oh yeah, the collective thing completely. Like, it's a family over here. Like, with us, it's just pure family.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna hear a couple more songs. And we are going to hear the song Death of Social Networking. And then we're going to have more with my guest Logan from The Burgeoning right here on The Playlist.
Hey, this is Logan from The Burgeoning. If you like what you're listening to, you can find us at www.theburgeoning.com. You can find us there. Get all our music, all that, yeah. Thank you.
Nothing is in order in shots of of the cast. I know I'm just a quarter, but I want to be a half. And at first the plan was to never feel again. Tell me your favorite things, I'll show you who I am. Who I am. Whenever we're apart, let's try to get things back again. Remember how we are, let's try to hurt each other less. 'Cause I'm deaf and you're blind, but we're better left combined. Whenever you are blind, I'll try to make you understand. Whenever I am deaf, just put the image in my head. 'Cause I'm deaf and you're blind, but we're better left combined. Your bones and underneath your skin, you're always beautiful. Drown us in cliches in unfamiliar ways, and if we're just a rope, we'll tie up all the frays. Of love begin to grow. I can see your half. I want to make you whole. Oh, 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 oh. Whenever we're apart, let's try to get things back again. Remember how we are, let's try to hurt each other. I'm deaf and you're blind, but we're better left combined.
Playlist, and you just heard the song I Am Deaf, You Are Blind, and you can get in contact with The Burgeoning at their website, theburgeoning.com. IamDeath.com. I really gravitated towards I Am Death, You Are Blind, because I really felt that you knew what you were doing in that song. Once the strings came in, boom, it was just like, I totally agreed with the song, you know, because I was like, there's something that's missing. And then once those strings came in, I was like, yes, that's exactly what was missing to really just grind that kind of vibe that you were creating. Another thing that I noticed was like at the 15, 16 second mark, you're clearing your throat. Was that intentional or did that just happen by accident?
That actually just happened by accident because for most of the recordings, I wanted to keep it like very like natural. So I just kind of like, yeah, we kept that back in and like, yeah.
It was a nice touch. It was, you know, that's what made it, that's what started to make it sweet. And then once the strings came in, then it just got sweeter. It was just like, yeah, okay, this is a great song, you know? So good job. What is Logue Mode? I've been seeing that all over your Facebook and Twitter.
Logue Mode is my stage name.
Okay, is that like an alter persona of you, or is it still you?
You could say that, yeah. It's like a avatar kind of for like my actual persona. Like off stage, I'm just Logan, and like on stage, I'm Logue Mode.
Where'd you get that from? Was that a nickname or something?
Yeah.
I've been noticing as well as you guys have this really cool little robot symbol. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, the robot's name is Bloom, Blume. And pretty much he's like a robot because robots don't feel anything, right? And like this robot, all he wants to do is feel things. And that's why we made him our mascot.
That's cool. Is that what you're trying to accomplish, is creating feeling?
Our band, like, we really want our listeners to feel things a lot. I mean, as much as everyone else does, but we really, really want everyone to feel.
Are people gravitating towards that?
So far, yeah.
I can't wait for your next EP to come out, or is the idea going to be a full length? What's next?
What's next is we're probably most likely going to put out another EP. There's not really that much details we can say on it yet, but it's going to be awesome. And then probably after that EP, we're going to probably most likely release a full-length album, which is going to be epic.
What's the decision to do two EPs, you know, back-to-back? Because usually a lot of bands do first they'll do an EP and then an album, and then they'll go to an LP and then an album-type formula. What makes you guys want to do something that's just EP, you know?
Me and my brother wrote a lot of the songs, actually, that we're playing now. And, like, as a full band, we really want to put our first full album as all of us. Like, all our brains are in it.
Very cool. I'm excited. So, everybody, listen up and log on to theburgeoning.com. And I'm looking very forward to following your guys' band. And just, you know, I'm very curious to see the next evolution. It's going to be very cool.
Sure.
We leave you now with Flicker.
In the corners of the room, and it's like every lie has a little bit of truth. But don't you ever say something like always, 'cause when I say it, things just start to change. Mr. Chester, too late.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.